To the South, with love. Listen to Nikki Finney, Chancellor of the Academy of American Poets, alongside 2020 Poet Laureate Fellow Bethann Fennelly and two-time National Book Award winner Jessamine Ward on an episode of the podcast Our New South. Follow and listen to Our New South wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at ncpodcasts.com/Our New South.
This is Brenda Cárdenas reading Nuestra Señora de las Iguanas. Nuestra Señora de las Iguanas, after Graciela Iturbide's 1979 photograph. My warm morning skin bristles in the jungle hut's frigid shower as shrill chirps trill off my inner ear's hi-hat. What tropical bird lurks outside the screenless window? I imagine lime green wings, a feathered turquoise face, but when its squeak rattles into a hiss that creeps behind me like a shadow, I turn to stare straight into the onyx eye of an iguana, iridescent crown gleaming down on my miserable wet head. Tail coiling the shower pole, tongue reaching for my splashed shoulder. I slink back, leave dirt in the bends of elbows and knees, relinquish a chance to feel eyes licked into the back of my head. I am not La Nuestra Señora de las Iguanas, donning her Zapotec headdress of protruding limbs about to leap, folded faces, triple chins. Not Iturbide's pebble squint, refusing to blink as it latches onto the queen of Juchitán, so far away yet so near to where I stand, dripping on this poured concrete floor. About this poem. I grew up in an extended family that included a number of artists and artisans, so I have always had a deep appreciation for the visual arts. Then in the late 1990s, I worked for the National Museum of Mexican Art in Chicago, where I became captivated by photographer Graciela Iturbide's work, particularly Nuestra Señora de las Iguanas and Angel Woman. Before and especially since that time, I have been writing ekphrastic poems, which often feels like a collaborative process in response to various kinds of visual art, especially work by Latinx and Latin American artists. This poem also recounts an experience I had with an iguana when visiting Chichen Itza, the Mayan ruins in the Yucatan, where I stayed in a thatched roof hut. Iturbide's photograph and my own experience meld in the poem.